I got to go. This has been a much longer program than it was supposed to be, and probably pretty soon they're going to be serving lunch down there, and so I won't take too much longer, but I had a request. It's an old story. Well, not too old a story. I helped write it myself. But the song came from Africa. Just a little lullaby. But years ago, I was singing it to my children. They say, what does it mean? And I didn't know, so I had to make them some kind of a story about it. And years after I put the story together, I realized it was a kind of an allegory on the power of music. It's true. Music is very powerful. You take some of these songs that you've sung today and you sing them around the world, you'd be surprised. It can move people's hearts and move mountains too, for all you know. Once upon a time, there was a little boy. He played the ukulele. He'd go around town, clink, 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 making a racket. Of course, the grown-ups, they'd be busy. They'd get that thing out of here. And kick him out of the house. Not only that, the boy's father would get in trouble. The boy's father was a magician. He had a magic wand. He'd go zoop, zoop, make things disappear. Well, the father, though, was an awful practical joker. He'd come up to someone doing some hard job of work, maybe sawing a log of wood. Up comes the father's little magic wand. Zip! The saw disappears. He come up to someone just about to drink a nice cold glass of something. Zip! The glass disappears. He come to someone just about to sit down after a hard day's work. Zip! No chair. Well, people got tired of this. They said to the father, you get out of here too. Take a magic wand and your practical jokes and you and your son just get. And the boy and his father, they ostracized them, which means it made him live on the edge of town. Now in this town, they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the monsters and giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abby Yo-Yo. They said he was as tall as a house and could eat little children up. Of course, nobody believed him, but they told the stories anyway. One day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. The first people got up and looked out the window. They saw a great big shadow coming over the hill, stomping. They could hear the feel the whole ground shake. Women screamed. Strong men fainted. They said, run for your lives! Abby Yo-Yo's coming! He came to the sheep pasture. He grabs a whole sheep. Eats it down in one bite. Comes to the cow pasture. Grabs a whole cow. Men yell, grab your most precious possessions and run, run. Just then, the boy and his father woke up. I think they'd been up late the night before at a party or something. The boy rubs his eyes and says, hey, Pa, what's coming over the field? His father says, oh, son, it's Abby Yo-Yo. Oh, if only I could get him to lie down, I could make him disappear. The boy says, come with me, father. And he grabs his father by one hand, and the father gets the magic wand, and the boy gets the ukulele, and they run across the field, right up to where Abby Yo-Yo was. People yell, don't go near him! He'll eat you alive!
There was Abby Yo-Yo.
He had long fingernails, because he never cut them. Slobbery teeth, because he never brushed them. Matted hair, because he didn't comb it. Stinking feet, he didn't wash them. And he raised up with his big claws, and he was just about to come down when the boy whips out his ukulele. Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, 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 Abby Yo-Yo, 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 Yo-Yo. Well, you know, the giant had never heard a song about himself before, and a foolish grin spread over his face. And the giant started to dance. The boy went faster. He got out of breath. He fell down flat on the ground.
zip, zip,
goes the father, and Abiyoyo disappeared. People streamed out of their houses. They ran across the fields. They said, "Why, he's gone." And they lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They say, "Come back to town. Bring your damn ukulele. We don't care anymore." And they all sang, "Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo, 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 yo 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 yo, Abiyoyo, yo 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 yo." Now, it's for me to thank you. Like a lot of grown-ups, I tend to get discouraged occasionally, and when I think of Camp Woodland, it wipes all my discouragement right away, just like an eraser writing something off the blackboard. And so let me thank you and applaud you, and I'll see you all again sometime.
One more chorus.
All right, one more chorus.
We shall not.